Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Her name is Buffy Ford Stewart, but her husband called her Angel Rain. For John Stewart, who died in 2008, Buffy was the muse for one of the great American singer-songwriters of the last 50 years. Back in 1967, in the aftermath of the breakup of the Kingston Trio, John met a homecoming queen named Buffy Ford. She inspired his composition, Daydream Believer, which became one of the last hits for the Monkees. As one of the founders of Americana music, she inspired John's lyrical, authentic, poetic, and visionary body of work. Now, Buffy's first album since John's passing has been released, and it carries on his legacy, not only through covers of his songs, but through music of her own making that bears the same essential homespun sentiments. On the album, Buffy enlists a remarkable cast of supporting players, including Roseanne Cash, Timothy B. Schmidt, Chris Christopherson, Pete and Maura Kennedy, and the late Davy Jones. We'll start off with My Biggest Prize from Buffy Ford Stewart's new album titled Same Old Heart.
Biggest prize is loving you. biggest prize is loving.
Start and end without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
That was Buffy Ford Stewart and Davy Jones, Peter Tork and Nancy Griffith, with the song Daydream Believer, which appears on the new release titled Same Old Heart. Today, Buffy follows a road of her own, a highway she once traveled with her late husband, John Stewart. But she does not walk it alone. A legion of John's fans, her close friends, and family walk with her. The story of John Stewart and Buffy Ford is a true American love story, full of twists, turns, ups and downs, ending in triumph. Their story is epic, and one that deserves to be told. If John's vision was one of an often overlooked America, this is the lady who embodies the compassion, insight, and love he created in song. From Buffy Ford Stewart's album, Same Old Heart, this is New Orleans.
See New Orleans,
ride the river,
are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love and war. You best know what you're after, what you're in it for. Without a leg to stand on, he makes his argument based upon delusion and tempered evidence. 'Cause everything is rosy when you have the right of way. Some will claim they're holy as they try to take your rights away. There are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love and war. Best know what you're after, what you're in it for. Raised upon conviction, full of bleeding heart. You're a dream or a nightmare, it can be hard to tell apart. 'Cause everything is rosy when you have the right way. Some will claim they're holy as they try to take your rights away. There are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love and war. You best know what you're after, what you're in it for. What you're in it for. What you're in it for. What you're in it for? What you're in it for? There are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love and war. You best know what you're after once you're in it. There are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love and war. Best know what you're after, what you're in it for. Love. There
are no hard, fast rules when it comes to love.
We just heard Love and War from Moores and McCumber's newest album titled Against the Grain. On the disc, there's a little blues, some bluegrass, a little Smoky Hills, and a skosh of Celtic to round out the mix. Toss all that together and you get Americana styling made exceptional by the blend of Moores and McCumber's excellent harmonies and exquisite instrumentation. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. James Moores and Court McCumber are an acoustic duo, Moores and McCumber, that crafts beautiful story songs that walk the line between rootsy folk and melodic pop. The two songwriters met at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival in 2005. Sitting around a campfire swapping songs, they each heard something in the music of the other that just fit. The two have been performing and writing together ever since. The latest release from Moores and McCumber is titled Against the Grain, and this song is Buried in Stone.
I am a gypsy, I follow the wind. I've changed where it takes me, I move from within. A sculpture buried in stone, buried in stone. I'm a bit tipsy, I've had too much wine. If you don't want to kiss me, don't tell me why. Your love is a fragile thing,
buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing, buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing. Someone a big red rose, someone a diamond ring. Don't want neither of those, buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing, buried in stone. You don't have to convince me, I've made my false starts. I've tried to move mountains, they've all fallen apart. Nothing but flesh and bone, buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing, buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing, buried in stone. Love is a fragile thing, buried in stone.
Your garden and your gun, bitters and your sweets, breathe me out, breathe me in. I ain't gonna let you down, I ain't gonna let you down. Heartache is harder to take as the sound your voice is further away. Comes from miles and miles and miles and miles. It will come, it will come. I'm myself an oblivious man. How does it feel? Hold his heart in the palm of your hand, for you steal all the gold that is buried below, waiting for a girl like you. Comes along once upon a time, storybook ending, smoking mirrors and your lies. Convince me, thief, to breathe you out, to breathe you in. You're just gonna let me down. But it's gonna let me down. Heartache is harder to take as the sound of your voice gets further away. Comes from miles and miles. For miles and belongs to me. I ain't gonna tell no one. Got your garden and your gun. It is and you sweet. Breathe me out, breathe me in. I ain't gonna let you down. I ain't gonna let you down.
From Matthew Mayfield, whose voice The Civil War's called haunting, that was Miles and Miles off his new EP titled Irons in the Fire. This release features four brand new originals and is an enjoyable showcase of his talents. Tony McManus is a talented and innovative Celtic fingerstyle guitarist, known for his talent as a player and arranger of traditional tunes and song. On his latest album, titled Mysterious Boundaries, Tony takes on classical pieces, not classical guitar repertoire, mind you, learning and arranging 10 tracks by ear, some of which Tony has arranged for guitar for the first time ever. Give a listen now to Allemande from Tony McManus.
very far away. When the cardboard sign called out to the world, the beginning is near. Open up my lips and say something, then sweat tie in the gorgeous tie, it's all blue so clear. Clear eyes on the prize before us, clear lines of the path laid down from Memphis to Madison, Cairo and NYC. Here amid the law and lawless, here where you finally saw us, now we born. Solitary voices become one.
Just singing together.
Building of a gonna take a long time, but we're not going away.
We just heard Gospel from the New York City singer-songwriter and daughter of the late Harry Chapin, Jen Chapin's album titled Reckoning. The collection showcases original songs written in Jen's distinctive blend of urban, folk, jazz, pop storytelling, and it reckons with the challenge of balancing creative ambitions with the immediate demands of mothering small children, combined with a good dose of social commentary. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Ari and Mia, Boston's Americana sister act, reference the traditions of Southern and Northeastern fiddle music and the early American songbook to create a realm where their own compositions cross paths with older traditions. Their stylish and sophisticated music honors the sounds of Appalachian cottages, rural dance floors, and urban concert halls. Combine this with their innovative approach to song and tune writing, and the result is a fresh and contemporary sound. Ari and Mia blend a traditional rootsy grounding with a clear background of classical training. Their own works are soothing and fresh, tasteful, and accomplished. And here are Ari and Mia with the title track to their latest album, Land on Shore.
Thank you. ask you to play that part. Knowing what I know now,
was Knowing What I Know Now from Sean Colvin, getting some guitar and vocal help from Buddy Miller, and her newest album titled All Fall Down. Sean is blessed with a wondrous voice, a clear but distinctive, confessional but ringing instrument that lends all her music a signature sound of intimacy. Couple that with the stories she tells and how she matches them to bracing, unique melodies. Her new album is a breakup album, but one softened and mediated by time. Colvin is in her mid-50s, and her response to romantic failure now is less angry and invigorating than it is sad and resigned. The new album, titled Let Us In, Americana, is a tribute that dives into the Paul McCartney, and sometimes into the Lennon-McCartney, songbook, and delivers Americana versions of several of his most moving melodies, proving all over again that each of the Beatles' songwriting caches is full of versatile compositions that respond to almost any style or interpretation. Each artist chose a composition to record, and the proceeds from this album will go to the Women and Cancer Fund, established in the memory of Linda McCartney. First off, we'll hear Ola Bell cover Get Back.
Was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grand. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back. She can't.
sea, and he told us of his life in a land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun until we found a sea of green.
We just heard Yellow Submarine, covered by Buddy Miller and appearing on the Let Us In Americana collection. The album's official release date, June 25th, 2013, was a significant day in Beatles history. On that day, in 1967, the Beatles performed live, thanks to the BBC, on the first global TV music special entitled Our World. It was viewed by over 400 million people, spanning 26 countries. Special guests during the Beatles' performance included Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, and Graham Nash. Fast forward to 2013, 46 years later, with the June 25th release of Let Us In Americana, the album delves into the catalog of songs written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. A 2011 benefit album called Let Us In Nashville featured country artists paying homage to Linda McCartney, who lost a battle with breast cancer in 1998 by performing her husband's songs. Now, Let Us In Americana is the follow-up to that album. Participating artists on Let Us In Americana include Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell, Leanne Womack, Will Hoag, Jim Lauderdale, Teddy Thompson, and the McCrary Sisters, who are Arlie Helm, Fiona McBain, and Allison Moore. Closing out the show, here are the McCrary Sisters with Let It Be. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Let it be.
Still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
I'll wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
This is Utah Public Radio.